serious report materials into the chief minister around the conduct and the fairness of conduct. You've got deadlines to deal for asking for this report, and it must be recorded. I will need a letter that I will send to the chief minister. I'm going to meet with him. Can't proceed to this. This is the situation. We've called for the department. People are spending money to travel this way. They've called on a number of other stakeholders to be here, and they're not here. I mean, if a person that is being found at this moment tells you that that person is at a doctor, that has never even sent an apology. The chief whip wants us to take this particular matter. There's very little we can do with that stuff. We can't wait until our first. But I must also caution members that if the meeting has to start for a let us all be here. So we can't have the people that have been invited to wait for others. Because this is the situation that we're being faced here at this moment. Parliament is under attack. Members are said to not be serious. And this is one of the reflections of Parliament. That is the situation. I'll ask the service to write a letter to the chief whip and attach a copy of both attendances. Will you indicate the times that members arrive at the committee meeting? So that we can then try and deal with this weakness. We'll write letter. That letter will go to the chief whip. We'll also officially ask that the letter be written to the respective political parties of us members as a part of this particular other committee. The meeting stands adjourned. We will inform you. I'm not sure if Moss has distributed the draft program. There's a meeting today, the 14th. The next meeting can only sit on the 7th of September, because on the 21st of August. That's when we can then consider all the documents. We thought if this meeting moves fast, we adopt this report so that it can be delivered in the House on this. We can't do that. And that's one of the reasons we must state in our letter to the chief whip of all political parties. Thank you very much. Let me apologize to on behalf of the committee to all people that have been invited to this specific meeting. We know it's time consuming. We know it's unprofessional to operate that way. But there's nothing we can do. I don't want us to proceed, and at the end of the day, we were told that there was no quorum, and therefore, we couldn't deal with the business of this particular committee. But thank you very much for having attended. We will make sure that the next meeting correlates, it fits, and we deal with the business of this particular other committee. The chief whip under that virtually concludes now on the code, but we can't. Member Joseph?
Here on the 40th, at the 40th of March, I read the 21st minutes of the document. I'm following the other one first, so I'm going to
committee secretaries to meet, particularly in this class, to meet, check on all the days and dates. Because we have agreed that if there are meetings in the morning of other committees, we will meet in the afternoon. We can even meet for after 5. That's what we've agreed upon, so that we can deal with the business of this particular committee. But I think most of the other committees will meet and deal with the situation. Thank you very much. This meeting. Thank you.